Etanayam, Nikki Yasam Hilo, Nikki Machuptamaidu. Hello, everyone. My name is Hilo, and I'm Machuptamaidu. We acknowledge and are mindful that Chico State stands on lands that were originally occupied by the first people of this area, the Machupta, and we recognize their distinctive spiritual relationship with this land and the waters that run through campus. We are humbled that our campus resides upon sacred lands that have sustained the Machupta people for centuries and continue to do so today.
Hi everyone, welcome back. We're excited today to introduce our next resource for you all. However, before I begin, I want to make it known that we are first generation One of Many podcast. Our mission is to create an archive of discussions with and about first generation student experiences in and out of the classroom. We hope to continue raising awareness and understanding, provide a voice for students and alum, as well as present resources for faculty, staff, and students working for and collaborating with first generation students. So we have a great lineup of special guests for you all today with amazing information to share with you all. However, I'm not by myself and I could not be doing this alone. So please help me in welcoming my co-host, Josh. Hey Josh, how are you today?
Great, Teresa. Good to be back with you. Thanks for the introduction. And someone prior to this, we were having our little discussion and getting to kind of get comfortable with guests and everything. Someone pointed out we probably should have pressed record 25 minutes ago, and then that would have been a fun banter to add. But our focus really is on these mini episodes to be able to highlight a resource at the Chico State campus for people to be able to access and learn more about what's happening on campus, how they can use those resources, and then also meet the people who are providing those resources and that support. And so today, like usual, we're gonna start off with a quote. Our quote today actually comes from one of our guests, Amanda Chavez, and their quote is, "Question why things are the way they are. Imagine and explore possibilities beyond the status quo." Amanda Chavez. Thank you, Amanda, for providing that quote for us today.
Thank you. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, so let's get right into who is on the show with us today. First, we have Kendall Leone, and she is the newly appointed director of the First Year Experience Program, as well as the composition coordinator and an associate professor in the Department of English. Kendall received her PhD in rhetoric and writing from Michigan State University. As a first-generation college student, Kendall received her BA in Multicultural Gender Studies at Chico State and later her Master's in English from Chico State as well. Welcome, Kendall.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, and it's fun as Kendall left campus and came back to campus, and whenever we do get to go into meetings or talk about some of this stuff, it's always fun to share. Kendall and I were in the same English Master's program together, and I'm not going to say which year. I don't mind, but I don't want to out Kendall right now.
I don't mind either.
So I think that was, we started that program like in 1990 or 2000?
2000, I think.
Around 2000 we started. So yeah. It's been about 20 years ago. And people are always kind of shocked, like, oh my gosh, you've known each other that long. So yeah, so it's great to be doing things again, having you back on campus.
I agree.
Perfect. So it's my pleasure and I'm excited to introduce our next guest. She might sound familiar to you all. So once again, we'll welcome back to the show, Aurelia Ramirez. She is the daughter of immigrants and first generation college graduate who was born and raised in Chico, California. She attended Chico State where she earned her bachelor's in sociology. At Chico State, she worked for the Educational Opportunity Program as a student, which motivated her to continue education to learn more about how to better support first generation, low income, and students of color during their time in college. She attended the University of Iowa, where she earned her master's in higher education and student affairs. Currently, she is working at the as a coordinator for the CSU Chico First Year Experience Program. Welcome back, Aurelia. Thanks for being on the show with us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be back with you all.
Yeah, our second two-time guest now on the podcast. Okay, and our next guest is, as you've already heard, Amanda Chavez. And you'll see here, I guess, where her quote skills and knowledge and all of her comes from when you hear what she's studying. So Amanda is a first-generation Latina woman who's in her third year of her undergrad studying history and, of course, philosophy. And she hopes to become a teacher. Welcome again, Amanda.
Thank you. I'm also very excited to be here.
And to add to our next lineup, we also have our special guest, McKenna Nockham. McKenna Nockham is a first-generation African-American woman. She is in her fifth year at Chico State, graduating with her bachelor's in sociology this spring. Woo, congrats. After college, she hopes to pursue counseling psychology to become a mental health clinician. Welcome to our podcast, McKenna. How are you today?
I am doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yes, thanks for being here. All right. So now that we have introduced our guest briefly, let's go ahead and get to know a little bit more about them and their program and so much more. So we'll start off by asking if you can go through your role on campus and what it is exactly that you, each of you do.
So I'll go first. This is Kendall, and I am the director for the First Year Experience Program. I've been in the position for now officially, I guess it's officially 1 week, right? 1 week. So I'm the new one here. Everybody else is a lot more experienced.
one week, but I think what in the last what month and a half or so, we've already collaborated and talked and done some things for the First Year Experience together. Yep. And so Kendall is working extremely hard and focused more than just 7 days.
Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, and I am the coordinator for the First Year Experience program. And I'm also new, but I guess not as new because Kendall's only been here for a week. So I started in September. So I think that's about 5 months now. And so, yeah, in my role, I supervise the student employee team, our mentors and our event staff, which I'm excited to, have you all hear from them, from Kenna and Amanda today too. And yeah, so we'll get into more of the logistics and everything that our program does in a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm personally excited even more than some people maybe in general to have Aralia back on campus because we've stayed connected while she was on the East Coast working. And I remember we were able to Zoom and you were in your apartment in North Carolina talking about, hey, I'm going to interview for this position with FYE. And we were able to talk a little bit about some things on campus, what was happening and how excited you were in the opportunity to not just work with FYE, but also to come back to Chico and give back to a community that you've been a part of for so many years.
Yes, yes. And super grateful for your support and mentorship, Josh, throughout all of that. So thank you.
Always. All right, Amanda, can we hear from you?
Yes, so I've actually been involved with FYE since my very first semester of college. I was in a U course, which is, you know, what FYE does, a part of what we do. And I loved it. And that very next semester, I was taking the training course to be a part of FYE. And ever since then, it's been 2 years. So I've been here for about 2 years now. And this is my first semester in a lead position, which is very exciting. Events also. I'm an event lead. So that's another sector of what we do.
Hi, my name is McKenna. My role as a FYE lead mentor, I've been an FYE lead mentor for about a year now. So this is my second semester. I'm a co-lead for the History 130 team. I'm not new to U courses, but I was not a part of the FYE courses. I was a part of EOP my first, second, third, fourth, and fifth year. and then I got introduced to FYE from a friend and I just fell in love and just stayed.
And yeah, and as McKenna said, once EOP, always EOP, right? So yeah, it's great to have y'all. And now, okay, this is a lot. So you said we have a director, we have coordinator, we have a lead, we have co-lead, we have event plan. I mean, so that sounds like we could be here for a couple of hours to understand really what FYE does. And fortunately, I've been connected with FYE for different things over the last 15, 20 years. And there is a lot happening within FYE. So if you could, Kendall, share a little bit of sort of the goal or the mission of FYE, and then what are some things that you all do to help support students and our campus and our community?
Yeah, definitely. So I think, you know, you're right, FYE, our mission broadly is to aid and support students in their first year as they transition to college with the aim to increase retention and student success. I think what's really exciting about FYE is it's a model program. So other campuses have looked to our program to kind of to learn about some of the theories and practices that we engage in that successfully support students. We are grounded in some theoretical models. Our programs and how we work with students are grounded in some theories like public sphere pedagogy, liminality, communities of practice. And I know this year we're really working hard to make sure that we integrate equity-driven practices as well. We achieve these things through a variety of ways. So FYE does a lot of different, like, you know, everybody was saying, we do a lot of different things to achieve this. We have U courses, like Amanda discussed. Those are built on a public sphere pedagogy and communities of practices. They engage high impact practices to help students build community and become agents of their own learning in the classroom. U courses are sometimes interdisciplinary, and they utilize mentors embedded in the courses, kind of act as that more experienced peer to help the undergraduate students in their first year kind of see their more capable peers. Let's see what else. We also provide faculty support to understand how best to teach first year students. And recently we've really been trying to think about how to focus on engaging transfer students in that conversation as well, to really broaden how what we see as what counts as the first year. We also work with student staff, and we'll hear from some student staff. So we provide training and mentorship to student staff. And we also host events that connect to supporting students in achieving success. I'm totally running out. Sorry. That's a blooper right there. See what else? One thing that I've learned a lot about just as I started in this position is really the kind of critical role of these transitional moments in student lives. Now, I know, like, in my past, I've worked with first year writing classes, and I think I didn't realize how much that kind of liminal space is, you know, when students transition between high school and college or wherever they're coming from, whether that be another college or life, you know, in general, how much that kind of how important this key moment is. And it's a really distinct developmental stage. And there are certain things we can do to help support students as they navigate their kind of identity and their place on campus. And as they think about, you know, who they want to become as students and hopefully, you know, future leaders outside of Chico State. So I think FYE is really hoping to help support that process. And then, well, what's the next one? How do people participate?
Going off of Kendall, yeah. So I just wanted to mention that we do a lot. So if you hear us like kind of like pause and hesitate, because we're trying to think of like how to communicate everything that the program does. But the one like huge factor that I've seen in my time here is how student-centered FYE is. So not only do our services support first-year students, but we have upper-class students who are embedded in these courses as mentors and who are helping plan the logistical side of our events like Chico Great Debate, Town Hall, and Sense of Place. Mm-hmm. And our students are also collaborating with faculty for those events to make sure that you know, those logistics and how those events are going to happen in person and now virtually will be done. So students who are participating in those events will be supported. And then a huge part is that we have our student employees. We have about 30 student employees who are mentors and or event staff, and then we have leads who lead those teams. And so we have two leads with us today, Amanda, who's our lead for the Chico Great Debate this semester, and then Kenna, who is a co-lead for our History 130 course. And so I kind of want to hear, if you all are interested in sharing a little bit of like what your role has been as a mentor and then now as leads, so our listeners can kind of hear from you all on that experience too.
Yeah, and before you jump in, Teresa and I are going to go ahead and take a coffee break, go out for some lunch or something, and we're going to introduce our new host. Aralia and Kendall are doing a great job of just moving us through, so we can just enjoy. And this is a wonderful, wonderful experience, and partly it shows, I think it's great because it shows just the ability of what our first year program has and who's working there, and the leadership and ability to collaborate so greatly with other people. So take it away, students.
I would say as a team, we facilitate group discussion. As a team, we facilitate group discussions to really help first generation or freshmen or even upperclassmen who end up in our U courses to help them get the best out of their GE courses. Even if they have the skills, we are able to move as a team where we're all gaining knowledge and using each other accordingly. We really plant seeds and help build student leaders on campus. A lot of the people who are in the U courses end up being a part of FYE or EOP or the different higher education programs on campus, and they just turn out to be really great human beings.
Yeah, and so I love the mentoring side. I was a mentor up until this semester, so that's where my heart is, but I am learning to love this new side of FYE that I didn't know much about prior to all of this, but it is a great journey so far, learning about events. And, you know, these events are put on specifically for the majority of first year students. And the main goals for them are to really get students to get involved into their community. And we are trying to inspire like a civic engagement. So students are, you know, sharing what they've learned in their classes with each other. And, you know, and these events are held, you know, in wide settings, usually when we're not online. But, and, you know, real community members of our community actually attend these events. So, you know, it's a great resource for first years because they do get a sense of belonging. I mean, that's at least our goal. And I think it works. So. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to be a part of this.
I was going to say we have, and the bigger sort of where FYE is kind of working with people and where they are on the campuses, officially part of the undergraduate education. And so we had a previous episode with Civic Engagement, which is another program connected under UED as well. And it really highlights a lot of the work that that all of you are doing inside of UED with really not just here's what we're doing in our classrooms, but also connecting students to the community and getting to learn and talk with and also then teach outside of the class of community members and really see what's happening in sort of the application of things that students are learning about, studying, doing the research on, not just going in and learning about it, reading about it, and then giving sort of a summative report on it, but then engaging with it and then moving forward with activities or projects or you know, resources that are continuing to move on in the community that are maybe started 4, 5, 6 years ago and students have been connected to them all those years through the FYE program.
And I mean, I think we all, and we know that those kinds of, that kind of program, that kind of pedagogy, that kind of community-based outreach pedagogy, the having students talk about and address those real world issues with applicability outside of the classroom, it really enhances student learning. When we know that makes a project-based learning is something we're really big on in FYE as well, because we know that it helps with student retention, right? It helps with student learning. So I think that when I think going back to that, there are a lot of things we do because we have this we have pedagogical models we help faculty with. We apply those pedagogical models when we work with student staff. I mean, all of that kind of just shapes everything that we do in FYE. So we're not just, you know, having those theory, the pedagogical models of communities of practice embedded in the course. We also practice that within our own staff. and in, you know, in the internal FYE group. I mean, I find that to be the like really exciting part of FYE is the student staff that we have are just phenomenal. And, you know, they're like, they're driving all this stuff, like the events that they're putting on, it is like huge, like they're big undertakings. It's project management skills. And when I've sat in on these meetings, Josh, like I am just blown away at just the initiative and the innovation that the students bring to these events. And knowing too, that the skills that they're learning and enacting are gonna help them so much outside of college is really exciting.
That's amazing. And for students listening, and they want to know, or they're curious as to how they can get involved, maybe as student staff, or how they can utilize your resources, or if the resources are something that they can utilize, whether they're freshmen, sophomores, or whatever grade they might be in. Can you tell us a little bit about, and this question is posed to whoever wants to answer, a little bit about who can utilize your resources, whether it's looking for employment or, you know, just maybe some help in navigating through Chico State as a first year?
I can touch a little bit on that. So if you're interested in working for FYE, you can always reach out to like myself or Kendall. There is a course that students who are interested in working with FYE will take in the spring semester usually. And then from after completing that course, you have the option to be hired from that course. And then there's a second course that you'll take as you're employed with FYE in the fall. And so that's how we historically have done it. So if you're interested in working with FYE, that's the way to go. If you're interested in having a mentor in any of the courses, you could look to see which U courses are being offered. So this spring, we have History 130 as an offered U course. Typically in the fall, we also have CMST and philosophy that are offered as a U course, and then science and English. And so that's a way to kind of get involved on the mentor side, if you're interested in having a mentor in the course you're taking. On the event side of things, if you're interested in participating in town hall, you would look for the town hall sections of Political Science 155. And then I was like getting long of like how you can. And then if you're interested in participating in the Chico Great Debate, there are specific CMST 132 and I believe 131 courses that participate in Chico Great Debate. And then Sense of Place is through our certain University 101 and 105 courses. But Kendall, Kenna, or Amanda, if there's anything that I left out, please feel free to
jump. We also have a partnership supporting the Connection courses. And Josh, I know you've taught in the Connection courses, which are courses that are connected for students. And so students enroll in both of the courses. They don't have to be interdisciplinary in the same way that the U courses tend to be. But the idea is that they have a mentor outside of the course that organizes events to help, again, build up community. So going back to like our main goal is to really help students succeed and keep students at Chico State right after their first year. And so Connection courses is another way you can look for Connection courses. We also, if you're a faculty member interested in getting involved, we are working on developing a brown bag series on faculty who are teaching first year students to really build up the community of faculty members to see that if you're working with first year students, you know, you have your own community. It is, you know, a really important role that you have on campus. So, and trying to connect people across disciplines who are working with first year students. And we're always interested in hearing from faculty members who would like to teach U courses for us, or maybe propose some courses that are really focused on first year student success.
And as I'm trying to be a listener who doesn't know what you're talking about. Okay. And I realized, wow, okay, that's a lot of things, and there's some acronyms and there's some codes. And so of course, in the show notes, there will be a link to the First Year Experience website because there is so much there. And I want to maybe the next, as we kind of move, if you can share Amanda and McKenna, what were some of the benefits you received from all of these, not so much in the employment side, not you're working there, but previously as a student participating in these activities, what was one or two of them you participated in? And then what were some of the things you really gained from it?
Yes, definitely. I love the way our U courses are set up because they really are there to help first year students. You know, you go in there like fresh out of high school, like not knowing what to expect. And a lot of times, you know, these freshmen, like this is their very first ever college course, this U course. And it's really a monumental moment if you think about it, but they do just such a great job helping students integrate into college. And, you know, there's no other class like this on campus. You know, you really have so much support as a student in that class. And the mentors are great. I mean, I was a mentor, so I think I'm great. But and, you know, they are specially selected to connect and give students resources. So I felt that way as a student. I love my mentor. And as a student myself, I am really interested in leadership. So, you know, I took that extra step to apply for the job, take the course, and now I'm here. So it all really just intrigued me. And yeah, I love U courses. And the events are great too. Again, I don't know too much about the events. I'm new, but I think they all do great service to first years.
I was introduced to University 105 is how I got into FYE through the sense of place. And that's how I really became connected to my community and to Chico, because after my first semester, I was ready to leave Chico. It wasn't like the Bay Area. It was really small. I didn't like it. And I was ready to leave. Josh, I don't know if you remember that, but I was ready to leave. I decided to stay another semester and I went through Sense of Place, and I was able to really just connect to my community through my courses and through my mentor. I felt like I was listened to. The people involved in U courses, they really take the time for you to understand, not only gain the resources, but understand how to use them in other classes. I was able to learn how to read scholarly articles, how to find scholarly articles, how to get around Chico State, even how to use the bus system. I remember a mentor taught me how to use the bus system. So it's not even just on campus, it could also be off campus as well, resources.
Yeah, that's great. I definitely remember having a couple of talks with you in the office, because it wasn't just that. I mean, you're not alone in that, right? That a lot of times students who come in, particularly first-generation students who are coming in, and we know that's our largest student population on campus, and it's not so much that I'm not doing well, but it's also I'm struggling with other things that are personal, family, just that whole, you said, the whole sense of belonging. That's one of the things that FYE does such a great job of, helping people from various backgrounds and different experiences, and different identities, to be able to find a place. And it's not always about, okay, you need to be a belonging, you need to belong to Chico State, period. But it's more of like, how can we help you flourish and find areas that you can be connected to and help you to develop more as a person as well, and not just a student? Because despite spending all my years in my career in higher education, spending time in graduate school, you know, getting a doctorate in education, I still have this sense of, the education is very important, but more important, right, is people and what we're doing to help support you as people, because you're going to leave college at some point, whether you graduate or walk away for different reasons. So the bigger part is, what have we done to help you become a successful, confident, knowledgeable person, period, right? And that's a bigger part. And that's what's great to see from both of you coming in as students and sharing that and seeing that's what FYE is really doing to help prepare, that it's bigger than the classroom and school.
Well, and I think this is why the mentors are so important, because I know as a faculty member, a lot of those kinds of questions and those feelings that first year students have, they don't want to talk to their faculty member about that. And so having a mentor there is hugely important to open up that avenue, you know, a different kind of communicative, you know, role, but also, how important it is to have those mentors who are successful college students, you know, kind of model what it looks like to be a successful college student, how much more impactful that is for first year students to see a student who's not, you know, like just a couple of years out from where they are. And they were recently in that place, you know? And so that, I mean, like as a faculty member, you just can't, you don't have that same kind of ethos with students, right? So like how invaluable it is to have those successful, intelligent, capable mentors in there to show those first year students, like you can do this, right? And this is how you do this. So it's just hugely important.
Excellent. And I think that's a great segue right into our area of recommendations now, because you're gonna have a chance here to recommend something to listeners that then will be a support for them in a different way that is not just a one-on-one person, but so I think everyone has a recommendation, it looks like. So let's go ahead and start with McKenna.
So my recommendation is to really help with your mindset. Watch the video below. It's by Will Smith. He says a lot of inspirational things just to get your mindset about
life in general.
Life in general and just everything. I like to watch it before I go to class or before I really start my assignments. Another recommendation I would just like to say is really if you're motivated to... Another recommendation I would just like to say is if you're interested in student leadership, just to take that step and to take that course, even though I know it's a 2 to 3 unit course, you learn a lot, you meet a lot of interesting people and you get a lot out of it within yourself. In your classes, you get to mentor other people and it's just a great experience and opportunity.
And I love the idea of working on motivation, because we know that's a very sensitive subject sometimes, because people might say, oh, someone's not motivated, but really they are. But it's this understanding of access to the resources or what it is that helps keep them, because there's the balance and always battle of external motivation and internal motivation. And we know that can be difficult for people. And we know for first generation students, that becomes a big topic of point once they're in school. There's this, I've met this threshold, I got into college, but now what? And so that's a great one. Thanks for sharing that, for sure. Amanda, what do you have? Okay, as we wait for Amanda's computer to cooperate with her and let her unmute, then we'll go ahead and go to, oh, it unmuted, she's back.
Yay. Yes, sorry. So my video is similar to McKenna's. It's definitely an inspirational, uplifting video. I believe it is given by a Chico State alum, pretty sure. And the funniest thing is that I actually was introduced to this video being a mentor in a U course that we have. McKenna probably remembers the video I'm talking about. It is a great video. And it just, you know, it tells you that even if you struggle, like you'll prevail. So I love it. I've watched it a couple of times since then, and lots of great quotes in there. So I recommend highly.
Excellent. Thank you. Teresa, we know you are in the spirit of supporting students. You're going to go log off now to meet with a student. So do you want to share your recommendation before you have to go?
Yeah. So I don't have an official recommendation, but well, I think something that I wish my mentors would tell me this in college, but I hopefully if it was later on, earlier on in my career, would be just making sure that if you are a first generation student and you did already succeed and you're in higher education already and you've kind of surpassed all these different obstacles, to not hesitate in seeing how you can get involved and making sure you find, you know, kind of your niche in college and seeing where you belong in the community that you identify with. It makes a drastic difference in what your experience is. And also I realize that first generation students of color have a struggle doing that because of time, and maybe they're balancing work and families and so many other things in a commute and whatnot. But I would encourage to ask and see, you know, how to what level of commitment you're able to be involved on campus, so you at least can get a little taste of having a sense of place. So that would be my unofficial recommendation.
Well, thank you, Teresa. Sorry you have to leave before we're finished up, but it's been another great spending this time with you. It's been wonderful again, and I will see you tomorrow.
Of course. See you. Catch you guys in the next episode. Bye.
All right. Auralia, you want to continue with some recommendation?
Yeah. I mean, one of them, I believe I gave this one the last podcast that we were on, but I've had the privilege of working with the FYE student staff and specifically closely with the leads. And we've started having conversations on what is leadership? What does it mean to us? How do we, you know, practice leadership? And we talk a lot about accountability and vulnerability and all that. And so one of the books that we're reading is Dare to Lead by Brené Brown. And we've listened to one of her podcasts recently on accountability, specifically in the context of what happened at the U.S. Capitol earlier in January. But just talking about, like, how do we hold ourselves accountable and each other and keep up with what is happening and how do we make a positive change? So Dare to Lead is definitely a book and a podcast that I would recommend. In addition to the Student Learning Center, I know it's like kind of random, but the Student Learning Center at Chico State helped me a lot as a student at Chico State. Supplemental instruction, tutoring, I utilized all their resources and worked for them too for a little bit, and they're just phenomenal. And so I definitely recommend reaching out to them if you're interested and getting additional support.
Excellent, thank you. And Kendall.
I said I don't have any resources, but I just thought of something. I just wanted to just second what Kenna said, and I'm so glad she brought that up, is to find, you know, and Amanda too, they both were talking about, like, you know, finding connection to campus and going, like, I was an undergrad student on campus, and ended up working at the GSEC, which is now the GSEC Center. And these kind of opportunities on campus are so good, especially like if you can, like, for employment, because, you know, these places, we know that that everybody is a student, right? And so I just think it's like such a great, they're great moments and opportunities to learn and to continue learning in a professional setting and to learn different kinds of things. Because I don't, you know, as we all know, college is just not only about academic learning, but learning other things that will take you, you know, that you can take outside of campus. And so if you can, you know, check out internships on campus, check out, you know, different groups, you know, it may lead to employment. And what a great opportunity to learn, you know, in a setting where we know everybody's a student, right? And so it sometimes the process can be messy. I'm thinking about, you know, Auralia and I have been talking about, you know, the event planning part of it. Like, our students are learning, like, legit project management skills that are, and outside of campus, you may not have the opportunity to do that in a space where it's understood that you're learning, right? That sometimes it can be messy, but first and foremost, you're a student. And so if you can get involved in those kinds of opportunities on campus, I think they're really beneficial, and they help you find your people too, you know? So
yes.
I don't really have a resource
other than,
huh?
Yes, if I could just add on, I would always say use your social capital. Make sure you use the people around you and who they know and the resources they know and who they know and who they know, because you never know what job opportunity or internship may come out of it. I got this job because my dear friend Diana sent me an email about FYE, and then I signed up for the course, and here I am many semesters later as a lead mentor. So please, please use your social capital.
Yeah, that's definitely a big part of first year students, what they're acquiring, right? This idea of social capital, to be sure that listeners, if they're not familiar with the term, it's essentially sort of the connections, the relationships, the networking you have. And so a lot of students come in with social capital that's not directly connected to campus, especially when talking about first generation college students. Yep. And so the more you can build that up the first year and at least a little bit, keep adding to it, then it definitely helps as you move forward and move on. So I have one recommendation, and it links the whole sort of thing back to some of the beginning of this on Chico State's campus around public sphere pedagogy and our podcast. So our podcast, some of the organization, the flow, was inspired by a podcast called Teaching in Higher Ed. And so if you haven't listened to that, that's a great podcast. There are over
350 episodes.
And it's called Teaching in Higher Ed. It's hosted by Bonnie Stachowiak. And there's an episode, episode 101. So you can, there's going to be a link right to this episode, but it is with the former or a previous first year experience director, Thea Wolf, was also a professor in the English department, but her episode is all about public sphere pedagogy. So if you'd like to learn more about what that is, what it kind of encompasses and some of the focus behind it of how it supports students and how it really encourages learning and growth for students, faculty, staff, and community members as well. All right, well, that will wrap it up for today's episode. Again, thank you to all our guests, Kendall, Auralia, Amanda, McKenna, and to my wonderful co-host, Teresa, for making this episode another wonderful day and time with First Generation One of Many.